I think you can get yourself a little inexpensive tape recorder. Get you a solid state. That's the kind I'm using here. I borrowed it off of a friend. It's a little one that you can plug in or run with a battery. And made by Electronics Corporation. Then you'll have something to run these little tapes that I send off in the privacy of their own home. I wrote you a letter yesterday and told you that I got my camera, a Polaroid, and I took a picture. I had somebody take a picture of me, and so I'm going to send you a picture of the first roll. It's not a very attractive picture, but it's something that I think you'll appreciate. And I'll send you some more as I go along, because it takes pretty nice pictures. And all I need is the film, and they have some up here now, and I'll buy some more. I see by my last paycheck that I'm starting to get my 25% increase, and I hope that you've got enough to live on and put in the bank, because I'm not spending much money here, and I think pretty soon I'll be able to send most of this home, for most of what I get here home, for you to bank also. We'll put it as much in there as we can, as long as we're making her. And so when I get out of this job, if I don't stay in this outfit, I'll have a little money to tide us over, and we can have our Christmases together. Maybe we'll go to Honolulu or take a little trip someplace where it's warm, like my dad likes to do. I've been wearing my nice new work shoes that you sent me. They're real good. I enjoy them. They're slop around in this old water and up to my ankles, and they're watertight. I can roll my pants up and keep pretty dry. I also enjoy this fudge, the last batch you sent. Although it looks like it's going to put a little weight on me, I sure enjoy her, and I want to thank you very much. It's the closest thing to Christmas that I got, is the little gifts and the candy you sent me. I sure do appreciate it. I kind of miss little decorations and tinsel and stuff, but up in the mess hall they've got a tinsel tree with some balls on it. It looks a little like Christmas. One of the fellas had a little Christmas tree that, like we have, that sits on the mantle. I was in his room tonight getting this tape recorder, and it reminded me a little bit of Christmas. But I don't look too much forward to the Christmas, because I've got the duty on the 26th, which is the day after, and I suppose that I might just be a little bit more interested in, say going to church or something like that. I work so steady that I don't have much time to dwell on things, and I'm not really sad or unhappy or at least a bit disappointed in Christmas. I would kind of like to see all downtown, all the neon lights and the decorations, and I'd also like to see down in Denver the people hurrying up and down the street trying to get the shopping in, trying to get all their cards off, and that's the thing you miss. Most of us Americans will probably miss that is those that have just been over here a couple of months, and we'll have it fresh in our minds. But I'm not too excited about being blue or lonesome. I've been away too many years in too many different circumstances, and I think I'm having the ball here, one of the best times of my life, and I think that what I'm doing and what I'm going to be doing will probably fulfill my dreams and ambitions for all the years that I have after this. That is, realizing that I have had an opportunity to do something and haven't been sidelined in civilian life, wishing I had some action to go through. Still, I'm still looking forward to receiving the tapes that Tom's making. I have played these that I borrowed from Mr. May, who's the senior province rep here, and his machine doesn't work, so I get to use his and his speakers without any difficulty. And I, as I say, I'm looking forward to the tapes that Tom's making, because I know that he's got some real good music, and we have some pretty good records there at home of all types. I suppose the Bruces might have a picnic and party, and if they do, I want to take this opportunity to say howdy to all my cousins and tell them that, boy, this is the life. I really am having the ball. And I want to wish them all personally and individually Happy New Year next year. Lou and Ruth, I know you're going to make it all right without too much trouble. It's just in the cards to be prosperous now, and you guys are on your way. All you got to do is just follow your destinies. They're already set. Same way with Walt and Vona. I think things are turning up for them, and I think Vona just has to relax a little, and if you get restless, kid, come on out and see old Carl. He'll take the orneriness out of you. Fritz and Ruby, wish you the best of everything, and don't work too hard. Get your retirement in so we can get out and take a trip to Honolulu now and then and lay in the sand and let that old blue salt water tickle our toes. Sis and Fred, good luck to you this coming year. I hope you get to see your daughter often, and I hope your health is good for many years to come. Stubborn Joe, ain't much I can tell you guys. You wish you've got everything in the world. It seems as though, Joe, you're doing real good in your work, things you like to do, and that old Stub, he must have a sock full of dough someplace. I don't know what he's going to do with all that stuff. You better start spending it, man. Go out to Honolulu. Get rid of some of that stuff. Bob and Marge, don't work too hard. Doggone it. Maybe you better join this aid thing, Bob, and get away from them cows. Your hands are going to be shaped like claws before you get much older. These tapes are about out, and I want to wish you, honey.